And so I'm sitting there and I swear, God on his truth, the cat looks at me and with one swipe of her paw just knocks over the vase. Yes, deliberately, like an evil cat. No, I'm not making this up, baby. Like, the cat broke it. Yeah, you know, whatever, okay? Point is, that cat is not as sweet and cuddly as you think it is, okay? There you go. Your smile. It's back. I was afraid I wasn't going to see it today. No, nothing. It's not bad. It's just, I notice you do this thing when you're struggling with something. You kind of shut down a little bit, like the lights are on, but nobody's home, like you're not truly there. I'm not complaining, okay? It's just something I notice. You try to hide it, but we've been dating for long enough that I can tell. You know you can talk to me, right? About anything. You can talk to me about whatever is going on in your life, you know, whatever is going on in that beautiful mind of yours. Okay, well, you say that, but I don't actually think you mean it. Because you do this, you keep pulling away, just, what are you hiding? Okay, that came off wrong. I'm not angry, okay? I can be patient. I'm fine taking this as slow as you want. But when you get that far away look in your eyes, I feel like you're a million miles away from me. I talk to you and you just nod. You're totally shutting me out and I don't know why. Okay, well then talk to me. Try me. You don't know how I'm gonna react. Look at me. Is this a test? Like you're testing me to see if I'm gonna bolt? If I'm gonna run away and never return? I'm not going to you. I'm not going anywhere. Just tell me what's going on, okay? Just let me in. Well, shouldn't I decide what's too much for me to handle? It's 50-50, right? You rely on me, and I rely on you. Except, I feel like you never let me support you. every time I try, you tell me you're good or you don't need it or you change the subject completely. But when I was so pissed off about my work, like, who listened and calmed me down? Who was there supporting me? Yeah, so just please give me a chance, okay? Just tell me, and whatever it is, I promise you, I'm not running. Why are you so scared? You know me, right? Is that really the kind of person you think I am? Someone who would just stand up and leave when you need me? I mean, I get that you're terrified right now, but the secret, I feel like it's slowly eating you up inside. Sweetheart, can you please let me help? Okay? Okay, I can do that. No, I'll let you talk. I won't say anything until you want me to. Are those scars? Yep, I'm fine. I'm not freaking out. Hey, look at me. I'm here. I'm listening. These scars, no, it makes sense. I mean, it's been hot outside and you've been in long sleeves. I thought maybe you ran cold or something, but maybe you didn't want me to see your scars. You gave yourself those, right? I don't truly understand it. Not really, but my God, you must have been in so much pain to do that. Hurting so much that the only way to get through it was to do that. And those scars, They're not ugly. No, that is not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that. Okay? Scars are proof that you fought something that was really, really difficult. Some people would crumble against your survivor. Anyone who said that to you is a fucking idiot, okay? I'm serious. I mean, I may not be the best with mental health and you know, all, you know, all that, but I do know that depression is real. And it's a monster. It takes until you either lay down and give up, or you fight so hard that it takes nearly everything out of you. Because my mom went for it. After she had my little sister, she was depressed, but she tried to hide it. It's like you. She didn't do what you did, but there was a night when it came pretty close. She got help. She did the meds and the therapy, and things started getting better. She fought, just like you're fighting right now. Look at me. These, they don't bother me. They don't make me think you're any less attractive or less awesome or whatever kind of shitty thoughts are running through your head. Proof that you fought, that you won the battle, and if the war is still going on, then you do not need to be in it alone, okay? Because I love you. I know I planned on saying that very differently, like under a romantic night sky or dancing together, something like that. But I do want you to know that I love you. And I'm not running. So let me help you, okay? I can't take this pain away, but I can help shoulder the burden. Say something, please. No, don't cry. Don't cry. It's okay. Damn it. Was it the I love you part? Did I do that wrong? Yeah. You mean that? I'll say it as many times as I need to, okay? As many times as you need to hear it, just rely on me. Don't do this by yourself. Hey. Depression is a part of you, but it doesn't define you. You've been fighting against all of this by yourself for so long. But, you know, the cavalry is here now. Let me help. Don't shut me out. Just breathe, okay? In. And out. Good. One more. In. And out. And there you go. Gotta keep that breathing steady, right? So, how can I help? Yeah, love. I can do that. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. I've got you. Say.